Nothing in recent memory has tested the emergency medical care system like this coronavirus pandemic. First on the front lines are the men and women who go into the homes of those in distress. WBUR This Morning has this story of one paramedic facing the pandemic.
S5, you can add me to that.
This is Ben Pasadlo, paramedic clinical director at Armstrong EMS. I'm in Medford. Our crews had a very busy morning. Most of our patients were critically ill or in cardiac arrest. In multiple transports to the area hospitals, including into the Boston hospitals. Still seeing not all, but the majority of our most critical patients in local long-term care facilities where our most medically fragile patients tend to be found. And the crews have been restocking and trying to get something to eat as we anticipate a busy rest of the day.
This is Ben Pasadlo. We're back at Arlington headquarters. Our Medford paramedic unit has returned from a run from Medford into Boston to a teaching hospital, and they need to be decontaminated because their patient was likely a COVID-19 patient. We have a germicidal sprayer, so our supervisor sprays down the truck thoroughly. They also have to decontaminate their stretcher and a lot of their equipment, as well as ensuring that they themselves are really well disinfected. Now, both the crew members see COVID-19 patients successively and handle them all with compassion and expertise.
Engine 1 on scene, standing by for A1.
Response operations picked up again this afternoon after a lull for a couple of hours. It's gotten very busy again with COVID-19 related emergencies. Just completed one at a long-term care center with a patient that was bariatric, meaning that they're very heavy, and that's one of the known factors that can really increase mortality, so we were concerned about the patient, but fortunately we were able to get their oxygen level up and get them loaded onto the stretcher safely, and they're being transported to a Boston area hospital. Now we're making up and we're going to have to do some decontamination. We're trying to debrief all of these calls. It's an important part of our after action is, you know, talking about what happened, how we executed, and most importantly, what we learned, our lessons learned. What we did, what went well, what didn't go well, why, and what we can do to improve upon it, and keeping our team together because it's all about teamwork. Ben Pasadlo calling in from Medford, Massachusetts, and our paramedic and EMT team out here. It's Friday, April 17th at 15:42 hours.
This audio dispatch was produced by WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, George Hicks, and Tanya Raleigh.